Hello, my name's Dawn.
Hello, I'm Bill.
I'm Rob.
I'm Sharon.
Sexy Sharon. And you're listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
And how do we ever? So we are doing our first episode at Convergence. For those of you who live under a rock, Convergence is a sci-fi fantasy convention that is the best thing in the planet, right? I know, I love it. And the theme is A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is totes about wine, right? So we have three bottles. Did anyone happen to order them? Because they were listed. No, no one did, because I also couldn't put that in the Convergence description either, because the original one was like, order your bottles and drink it with us. So next year, if we're invited back, please feel free to order bottles and drink them with us. The three bottles we have are Middle Earth Pinot Noir. Yes, these are all nerd wines.
Excellent.
Seriously, it comes from Venezuela. The next
is that where
one,
Middle Earth is?
It is, according to the movie set.
All right.
The next one is Fangria, Long Live Vampires. And the last bottle we have is Downton Abbey Claret. This is real. It actually has, yes, seriously, it's got a picture of Downton Abbey all over it. Now, for those of you who have listened to the podcast, because I know that's everyone in this room, you notice someone is missing. It's Lana. She's my partner in this whole mess. She's performing at Theater in the Round tonight. So, you know, she's going to come in late because she's so stinking talented. But when she does come in, please feel free to cheer her on, because she's here. Yay!
Jon Snow is here.
You know, it must be serious if an actress is missing out on free wine.
I know. So, Sharon, you're the lady here.
I'm no lady.
But you're more lady than me. Do you want to pick our first bottle?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, again, it was Middle Earth, Pinot Noir, Fangria, and Downton Abbey.
I'll do the Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, all right. So that's our first bottle for the evening. Something that we learned on one of our episodes is the easy way to take the foil off. Does anyone know the easy way to take the foil off?
With your teeth.
Okay, Dawn is performing. Oh, well, there we go then.
Ta-da, the foil is off.
And, well, I didn't have time to describe that. That was erotic.
I got quick hands.
That is significantly less erotic.
Not if you do it right.
Or more, depending on what you're into.
I'm watching the way she's turning that screw. I think that's incredibly erotic.
Well, thank you. You guys are nice. See what everybody else is missing out on? Oh, no. Oh, broken cork.
You can work it into the routine, Dawn. I believe in you.
Also much less erotic.
Yeah. Oh, that is awful.
Dawn, use your tongue. It'll be okay.
Dawn, it's okay. We can just cuddle.
No.
It happens on a lot of bottles.
Yeah, but I want my wine.
Something like 1 in 5 times, really.
Is that normal? Yeah. 1 in 5 times the cork breaks?
No, 1 in 10?
This is exactly what it's like to find the G-spot.
Yeah. Huh.
Which, does that happen on Downton Abbey? This seems like it would be appropriate for Downton Abbey, because it would be like repressed emotions and like.
Sweetie, do you need me to take care of that for you?
Yeah.
So
it broke a second time. Now, for those of you who are unaware.
So that was season two.
Yeah. Season two, yeah.
Lady Mary
went to World
the
War
second
I.
time her hymen broke.
Oh, dude, that was okay. That crossed the line.
That?
So Sharon is from Indiana, and the way they normally open a bottle of wine is just to
hymens.
Yeah.
The iron hymen.
That's in southern Indiana. It's just to smash the neck off on the back of your pickup truck. There we go. Hey, yeah, here we go.
Oh, we did it.
Oh, what a release.
That reminds me of my
there
cousin
is no
Joe.
Cork in this bastard. Thank you very much. Hey. Now, of course, for wine people, what you need to do is, store it horizontal, because that helps out, though the 1 in 10 times is do it horizontal. Mm-hmm. And I did, and what a cheap piece of ass. Alrighty. It's one of the best sounds in the world. Are you ready?
There you go. She is pouring the wine.
Not your voice, Bill.
That's the second best sound.
Alrighty. So I ordered this guy online. Well, actually, when
Lana... Is this separate from the wine that you're pouring right now, or is this related to this story?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so we had the idea of doing nerd wines for the convention. It's like, okay, so let's look up a bunch of stuff. Of course, the first thing we thought was blood wine for Klingons. But you know what? That's actually not wine.
What is it?
It's a bunch of other crap, but there's no wine in it. Okay, let's see here. So the first thing we like to do on Screw It is to take a look at our wine and describe what we see.
Purple?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a nice darker... You can't see through it. That's interesting. And Rob's here because he promised us big words.
So yes. I think the last time I was on this podcast, I used words like translucent.
Yeah, that was a huge word.
Angle of refraction.
He really impressed us.
I blew my load that
last
time.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure I'm on board with the primary projection of this wine.
Really? How would you describe this then, Sharon? Sharon doesn't like wine, by the way, which is one of the reasons why she's here.
It looks thick and purple.
Thick is legitimate.
Which is what I said one time in high school.
So what we can
the
do
funny
then...
part is one time.
Only one? No.
I punched down, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, now before we sip it, Callahan, I'm watching you. It's getting closer to your mouth. Just like Sharon. We're going to swirl our wine a little bit.
Okay.
Yep. So what we're looking for is its viscosity. Does it have legs?
No, it does not have... It does not... when I was a waiter, they told us to look for spider legs was the
spider
actual
legs.
Phrase.
Yep.
But no, I do not...
I don't think ZZ Top would be writing a song about this.
What does he write? Does he write songs about wine?
It's...
And they know how to use it.
I will say that it does appear to be like clinging to like the high point of the glass where I swirled it.
This is like your first girlfriend really clinging
really
to the
clingy.
Side of the glass.
Yeah. No, see, I got some leg action. What you got going on, Rob?
This is 5W20 at best.
Well, that's a big word. Good job.
Well, no, this is fair because it is a Downton Abbey wine, so you would not be seeing a lot of leg unless the one girl was dressed as a clown suit. Which was in the one episode of Lost.
Yeah, I remember. That was the mime episode.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
Oh, this is the middle sister who can't let go. I see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good way to describe this one. So, why don't we take a sniff of it? For the benefit of the podcast.
All right.
So we don't have dead air.
This is...
Ooh, I like this.
Very fruity.
Me happy.
Very fruity.
Yeah, it's nice and fruity.
This would smell so much better if it was whiskey.
This is like the...
Don't be down on the Downton.
Okay.
Jeez. I smell some cherry in here.
Oh, so it's Lady Sybil. Sorry.
I love the sketch comedy group that you guys were in where it was all Downton Abbey jokes. The wacky servants in the basement. Are we actually drinking this at this
point? Oh my God, this smells like Mr. Bates. Ugh.
Mr. Bates smells fantastic. Okay, so well, let's do a toast and take our first sip. I think it's Connie's 16th birthday.
Okay.
To Connie's 16th birthday. All right, go ahead and take a taste, and I'd love to know what your initial impressions are of what Sharon thinks smells like Mr. Bates.
Oh, my God, this is awful.
Seriously? I'm pretty sure this is what the Dowager Countess's corset tastes like.
Wow.
Holy, this is... God,
I'm kind of angry at how much money I spent on this.
No, this is accurate because
well,
it was kind of
awful, angry. Awful. It's not Franzia.
I think Maggie Smith would actually taste better than this.
This is how.
Whoa. It's what?
Probably
corked.
No.
Yeah,
she got all the cork.
I got all the cork out.
Did you look at the cork?
Meh.
This is trying to
Yeah, it broke
really
in three
well
pieces, but I didn't get any of the cork in there. Yeah. No. I've had a couple bottles go bad before, so I...
We're getting commentary from a man who looks like he was at a hockey game and then got attacked by a zombie.
That happens. No,
this is... I actually want to say this is really accurate to how I felt after watching an episode of Downton Abbey after everyone told me how great it was. And this is exactly the taste I had in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Let's try this with food. This might be better with some food.
Let's take our angry emotions and put food on top of it.
Yeah. So we have white bread because supposedly that's what you're supposed to do.
And nothing more dumb happy than white bread. Can I get some mayo and Velveeta on this as well?
And I'm going to be Bane on Downton Abbey.
Wow. Okay, so...
So am I supposed to dip the bread into the wine?
No, no, no. If you,
it's not spaghetti sauce.
Okay. Why don't you try it with an almond first?
All right.
Wait. That doesn't help.
These are unsalted. You didn't even try.
Oh, I've been eating a lot of
bread. Bill, open your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah! Ow!
Oh. He closed his eyes. He didn't keep his eye on the ball.
You right, cannot here. Get an almond in that mouth.
Okay, so...
Where are we going?
I'd like to hear more.
Okay, let's try it with an almond, because supposedly these are unroasted, unsalted. They're supposed to be the best way to try wine. Okay, okay. Now we're eating almond.
Yeah, this tastes like Mr. Bates did it.
Hmm.
To her.
It's better with almond.
Well, that's kind of like saying it's better with cyanide. Because I'm smelling almond, but I'm tasting death.
Wow. I mean, seriously, I spent a lot of money on this wine. This is so annoying.
I'm so sorry.
All right, I'm gonna try dipping it in the white bread.
It's like you're at church.
Yeah, it is.
It is exactly.
Oh, and God, this reminds me of
now
Catholic
I really feel
school.
The suffering of our Lord. Actually better with the white bread, I have to say. So, it takes a lot of the sourness out.
Takes a lot of the hate out.
Yeah.
So you can try it with the white bread and some olive oil, because that's what the internet says is a good way to try wine with. Okay, don't put the cap on.
Wonder Bread and olive oil.
Where did you... It's not Wonder Bread. It's from Sam's Club. All right. So we're going to try this with us.
So it's like Wonder Bread spelled with a U? Or...
Yeah. Wonder Bread. Yes. Hmm.
Hey, Rob, does this
Five
turn you on?
Buck.
Nancy, plug your ears. Yes, it does.
Bill, plug your ears.
He's used to it. Okay, so now we're trying it with the white bread. And
Rob, I'm using you as a
white
metaphor
bread tastes
for
a lot
my
better
marriage
than the wine.
Wow, I'm so disappointed in this. Okay,
this
so
is absolutely vile.
Yeah.
Let's not finish this bottle.
No, no. Well, I will after I finish the other two bottles. Then I'll finish.
You're gonna
this
fall
bottle
on that grenade.
I've had better bottles of wine in college that were blue.
Yeah.
And well, what year is this? Is a Bordeaux vintage 2012.
So, tell you what, let's move to the next portion of the show, which is let's rate this bottle of wine. Now, Lana and I, hold on. Lana and I have come up with a very scientific scale on how to rate wine. So it's a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. And to help you kind of have an idea of where everything falls in, we've made a description for it. Number 1, which is the worst, was I wouldn't drink it if they were handing it out free at the Renaissance Festival.
All right.
Yeah. Number 2, it's vinegar salad dressing. You know, we could pop this on our salad. Number 3 is what we consider a wedding-appropriate wine, like... You know, it's like the wine that, you know, that you're getting it because you're at a wedding, and you're like, wow, this actually isn't bad. I expected a lot cheaper.
This isn't the purple wedding, right?
No, or the red wedding. Number 4 is a bottle I wouldn't feel guilty drinking by myself. And lastly, number 5 is I would tap that vintner's cask. So, scale of 1 to 5, you can go in betweens if you want, Bill. On what do you think?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 5, I would rate this ass, which means I would
which is
not
an imaginary number.
I would not stuff a rag in it and throw it at the Soviets as they invaded the city while it was on fire.
Well, that's pretty succinct. So after completing almost 2 glasses, Rob, how do you feel about this one?
Well, it's not Renfest mead, so...
ain't that the truth.
I'll give it a 1.1.
A 1.1, okay. This is your lowest scoring wine yet. Okay.
Yeah, no, the last time I was on...
That's a very pitchfork review, Rob, that you gave it the 0.1.
The 0.1. Well, he didn't want it to feel bad.
This wine should feel bad because it made me feel bad.
Really? Sharon, do I even need to ask you?
I would give it a 1.3. I would maybe saute some mushrooms in it.
But I would not accept this from a Renfest pickle salesman.
Yeah. So, yeah, 1.3. Okay. Yeah. I think we're pretty good on that one. And since you picked out this bottle, Sharon, you get to read the back of the bottle, but you get to read it in the voice of the Dowager Duchess.
When Mr. Carson decants a bottle of wine for Lord and Lady Grantham, one cannot be assured it is a fine French Bordeaux claret, the wine of choice amongst the British aristocracy and Edwardian English. This Bordeaux wine comes from the France's great chateau in the famed region of Entre-deux-Mer. Made in the classic Bordeaux style, this elegant wine is medium-bodied at best. Which really isn't acceptable in this country. It claims to have a bright fruit and a silky finish, but in my day, we would not have accepted this. You can try to enjoy a glass that harkens back to a forgotten age, but clearly since you are so young and not wearing a corset, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. Perhaps on one of your quote-unquote weekends that you ladies who dream about wearing pants fantasize about, but in my day, that's just completely not acceptable.
That's great.
I'm really?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So we're moving out of Downton Abbey as quickly as possible. So let's we're gonna, like, I know we cleaned up some of our glasses. We swirled it a bit with the water, Sharon. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna clean out my flask.
Okay, yeah, you do that, and then we'll move to the next bottle. Rob, which one do you want? Do you want Middle Earth Pinot Noir or Fangria?
Middle Earth.
Oh, okay.
You are taste so middle of the road.
Okay. Now, this is a classy one. Delicious already. Delicious.
The sound of Sauron's neck cracking.
Come on, that's the sound of Samwise pants.
Can you hear that?
Well, it's not glugging.
It's not glugging. Yeah. All righty. So let's now this one I also ordered online.
Did they drink a lot of wine in the? I know they drank beer.
Ale.
That was the funny thing. It was like
isn't
they
this
were,
something you'd have at second breakfast?
Exactly.
Elevensies.
This is what I have at first breakfast.
There was a story about they were going to try to create like a Harry Potter experience for Middle Earth, and I was like, oh, I'm sure there'll be a lot of drinking beer and smoking at this place.
That would be awesome.
Oh man, so, this is kind of like clear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're taking a look at this
I can see through this.
You can see clearly now?
I can see the bottom of my
glass. You can
glass.
See the future?
And it will be. Yeah, this is much more translucent. Rob, you're really letting us down. You're not using big words.
I've been drinking since 5 o'clock.
Well, I am actually jealous of that.
But, Rob, I like big words, and I cannot lie.
So you want to try to give us a big word there?
Let me work on it.
Anyways, okay. So this is kind of more like
grape juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good description for it.
More like a very dark
like,
Kool-Aid.
I've seen Welch's that is thicker than this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a super accurate.
I'm getting a lot of reflections from in the glass. It's actually
I know,
kind
I could
hypnotic.
Totally, yeah, I could see myself in it. Hi, Don.
It's kind of like when
how
you're
you
waiting
doing?
For a video to load and you see yourself and you get super depressed. Oh, never mind.
It smells like disappointment.
All right.
This does have some legs.
Yes. Are you
so
ready to describe
does everyone it? Know the difference between Euclidean and non-Euclidean geometry?
Well, yeah.
Is that like the difference between the G-spot and the hood?
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't the leprechaun in the hood? So this is non-Euclidean. If you look at the surface, it's, it's flat, so it's kind of Euclidean. But it's like the surface of a basketball. It's a sphere, but there's all kinds of stuff going on there, and you can see that in the surface.
Maybe it was better when you weren't talking.
I think maybe you're kind of drunk and you're seeing more that's there. Though.
Rob, just sit there and look pretty.
Yeah. Okay, so let's swirl this puppy and check for legs.
This has got some legs.
Yeah, it does. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got as many legs as Shelob.
But not as many as Hente. Take a
it's got tentacles.
It does? It does?
Not well, enough.
Let's smell your tentacle wine and see how you're feeling about it.
This is it's very faint.
Very faint?
It's well, actually, it's so a little it's smoky, not. Actually.
Ooh. Oh, I like the smell of it.
Yeah. Very...
I just like the way wine smells.
No, this smells like a campfire the next morning after it's been put out for the night.
No, it does not. I spend way more time outdoors than you do, and this is definitely not what a campfire smells like. This is like maybe a tennis shoe.
A tennis shoe after you've set fire to it the next morning?
Yeah, and you can smell it after it's been out of the
if
fire.
If only.
Smells like a municipal mulch pile.
Wow, this
smells
is a
like
great
panel.
Federal government. So, who wants to do the toast this
so
time?
So I guess we all know what we've woken up to the next morning.
So, would someone like to make the toast?
Go for it, Rob.
Go for it, Rob. To Euclidean math.
No, to convergence.
Yeah! I'm sorry, convergence.
Yay, cheers. Convergence. Cheers. So go ahead, take that sip. Sharon, I'm dying to know what you think of, because I know you'll tell us. Mm.
This smells like a hot flash.
It
as
smells
someone
like...
who's had hot flashes, I'm totally lost on that one. Mm. Ooh.
I've had hot flashes that felt better than this tasted.
Mm. Mm. I like this wine.
It's a little sour, but not unpleasantly so.
It's gentle.
Yeah.
Especially after the assault we just had from Downton Abbey.
Especially after the abrupt mid-season plot shift that we had from Downton Abbey.
Exactly, yeah. I guess that's how they would
somebody wanted to leave the series.
Jerks.
You I just die.
Even. Yeah.
Rob, what do you think of the way this one tastes?
Well, I don't agree that it's sour. It's sweet to me, and it's very light. And even though it's not, it feels carbonated sliding down your tongue.
It feels what?
Like carbonated. Like a fine mineral water. With just a hint of flavor.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a reason to leave whiskey yet.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just describing what it is.
All right.
See, it's better than the last one by far.
By far. And I would also say, too, it's kind of like a jam. Like a preserve.
Since I was so far off the beam from everybody else, I've washed my mouth a little water here. Let me take another sip here.
I don't know if I would say it's better than the last one. I mean, the last one at least had a personality.
I mean, it hit you?
It hit me. It said, hey, I'm in your mouth, and you're going to deal with me?
Sounds like we're talking about high school.
I think I heard that on Downton Abbey once.
This one's like, I'm really sorry I'm on your tongue right now.
No, I stand by my assessment. This has a slightly sour taste, not unpleasantly so. It's kind of like a sour cherry, I almost want to say. Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like a flat lambic.
You can tell this man's been married for a long time.
Sour but not unpleasant. It's something you can deal with day after day after day.
See what
you
I mean?
Just endure it. Eventually it's all going to be over soon. Yeah. You know, and then you get the insurance money.
Just keep thinking of England. Here, take it, man.
Well, let's try this guy with some food.
Are you pouring glasses into each other? Yes. Are you making some sort of super wine
told
over there?
It was okay.
For everyone who wasn't in on the deal when it was cut, Sharon doesn't like wine, generally.
Which is, again, why she's here.
Yeah.
So part of what we did to get her on was agree that she would take enough of a drink to judge it and pour the rest into my glass, because even bad booze, I'll typically drink it. It's just how I am.
Well, you are a writer.
Yeah. And a freelance writer at that.
What?
Oh, what's the difference?
Nothing.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah.
I like how you get made fun of for being a freelance writer and I don't.
Because you can hurt me.
She's not wrong.
Yeah. So let's try this with some, the bread and the oil for those of us who still have some.
And we're not doing
Give me
almonds.
Some of your oil, Callahan.
Yeah, we can do nothing. You can have some of your own oil.
This is not making it
oil.
Any better.
Well, I kind of like it with the oil.
Better with lube.
It's always better with lube. Yeah,
especially if it's in your mouth and you have to deal with it.
Yeah. Then you hope it does taste like preserves.
Yeah, the oil. Yeah, no, the oil takes away the sourness, but that was the only thing that I sort of tasted while I was drinking it and that I sort of enjoyed. So.
All right. What do you think there, Mr. Rob?
I'm going to do the Stiler thing.
Okay.
Are you gonna dip it?
He's dipping his bread in the wine again. And how does that treat you?
It's awful that way.
Sucker!
You totally fell for it.
It was all right with the oil, but not with the dipping into the gravy.
No. Oh, man. No. Why don't we have some Girl Scout cookies that we dunk into this wine? That would be awesome.
Or Girl Scouts.
You know what's really good is if you have a flask of Jameson to wash your mouth out with?
Is there anything left in that flask?
Hmm?
Is there anything left in that flask?
It's an unending flask. There's like flask. A third left. It's okay. So I have to save it for the Skip Chick podcast next.
So how's Convergence treating you so far, Rob?
Well, I got heckled by two robots and by Counselor Troy yesterday.
Not bad. Awesome. Cheers. Rob was MC on main stage for opening ceremonies and for closing ceremonies. Yes, he was.
Wait, after closing ceremonies?
And closing ceremonies.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Wait, we did the closing ceremony first this year?
Yeah, we did. Just very efficient.
To get it out of the way. Oh, is it like the movies where they do both sets of credits at the end of the movie? Okay,
yep,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And he was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don is the voice of and the personality of Connie and Connie Mark.
Yeah, I know. Well, what can you do?
Did I just destroy the
illusion? No, everybody knows now, so.
Yeah. Well, you have that voice. Who else has that?
I was making a joke about Don not having a personality, Rob. Thanks for killing it.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you punched down. You Callahan'd.
Oh! You take that back! I take that insult from no man, sir.
But from lots of women.
And yeah, lots of women.
Let's be honest.
So do we want to try this one with some almonds?
Sure.
Do you mind handing me some almonds? Because you're hogging them all over there.
Rob, tell me how good this tastes with almonds, because I don't want to taste it anymore.
You don't have to. Just eat the bread. Eat the bread.
Eating the almond.
Okay.
Drinking the wine.
Now he's doing the wine.
This tastes like something Sharon would love.
I heard that so many times when I was in college.
Nice.
It didn't work then. It's not going to work now.
Isn't that, I don't know, is that when you met Bill in college?
That was different.
So you just tried it with the almonds, didn't you?
Yeah, it completely eliminated any of the flavor. It
overpowered the flavor?
No, it killed the flavor. There was a sensation of liquid, and that was it, which is also the last thing I remember from main stage.
Yeah.
But no, I have no, like I said, the only impression I have of this wine, which I enjoyed, was that it had a slightly sour taste, and having anything else with this has it eliminated that.
Hmm.
So
okay. Now, I would consider this a good standing around, like, at a cocktail party, and this is the glass you had, and you were just drinking this, because it's great on its own.
Right.
I don't think it's enhanced by food in the slightest, but it's not hurt by it, though, either. I think Sharon is drawing things on her white bread with her oil. No, I think it's fascinating. I mean, maybe we could put it up in Artist Alley after this and maybe make some money off of it.
This is like an inoffensive box wine you would have at a party or a, like...
No,
like,
I'm
like
not...
an art, like an art event.
You
I disagree. I'm
ground.
Really offended by whatever's coming out of that box.
Yeah.
Well, I...
No, and I mean, like I like dated guys in classified ads in college just for the alcohol they could buy me as an underage drinker.
That's really interesting.
This was before I met you, sweetie. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You weren't who I was talking about.
I dated professors for the same thing, actually.
Whoa. Yeah. That's why we... Yeah, anyway.
So...
Oh, my God. They're crashing the stage.
It's going on! Yay!
All right. So let's catch her up here. Take a sip of this.
Yes.
Oh, do I have to?
Yep.
Yes, this is the Downton Abbey Claret is what we're going to try.
All right. Nobody say anything.
Yeah, no one say anything.
Okay.
We're just
going to
watch you drink it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just take it.
Shut.
And she's tasting it. And.
Lot of tannins.
Right.
And on a scale of
general emotional reaction?
Yeah.
What would you feel if this wine said something to you?
I'm not sure that I'd like to talk to you anymore.
I would be rubbing the back of my neck, hoping a friend would get the signal that I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is one of the... Well, if you handed it to me... This is the three.
Yep.
If you handed it to me at, you know, a wedding, I'd go, okay, I'll drink it, whatever, you know. But, yeah, I wouldn't pick it up.
But this is a wedding, like, where you feel, like, insanely jealous that this person is getting married, right? And so, like, your self-esteem is super
low.
This is a wedding where I don't really know anybody, so I don't want to make a fuss.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give that one? 2.7.
Ooh, if we added up our scores.
Any of us gave it.
Yeah, none of us really gave it past a 1 because I'm so deeply disappointed in it.
My score was actually ass.
Yes.
Now, see, considering some of the stuff I've had at Fest. Are you kidding me?
Touché.
And you have to understand, I just came off a 2-hour show, so
anything tastes good?
It's wine.
Oh, wait, you're an actor. Okay, so everybody adjust your scales.
Yeah. Take it to
anything lower than a writer.
A freelance writer.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Do we have any poets in the audience that we can...
So, do you want to try the next glass there? This is the must I?
Really?
Yes, this is the Middle Earth Pinot Noir.
Can I have some water, actually?
Yeah.
Water would be spectacular.
Can you give me a paper cup there?
Yes, we can only have olive oil cups.
Oh, okay. Well, then, a nice paper cup of olive oil.
The finest paper cup of olive wine.
I'll cleanse my palate in the very best way.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course, while we continue to drink the... That's nice music back there.
Thank you. So, this is the what?
This is the Middle Earth Pinot Noir, enriched with hobbit feet.
Okay, let me just say that usually I like Pinot Noir, and I like it with earthy something, so this better be damn good.
Well, threat accepted. What do you think? How do you feel about this one?
Was that a Balrog? No, that was very Treebeard, I have to say.
Is this...
This wine shall not pass.
Oh, I think it'll pass very quickly.
Is this a California wine by any chance?
No, it's from New Zealand.
It's
really?
From the West.
It's the same
thing. Oh, my goodness.
It's
it has that Shire. Same mineral aftertaste. It hits you right at the back of the tongue and just sort of sticks there. It's like...
It's like Sharon's college days, yeah.
I know. I was thinking the exact same thing.
This reminds me of the kind of beer that you drink in college because it's
this
there.
This reminds me of Pablo.
Aww. So let's do the scale of 1 to 5. Lana, you just started off. Mm. So 1 is that I wouldn't drink it if they were giving it away free at Renfest, and 5 is I would tap that vintner's cask.
So we don't even mention 5 in the same sentence as this.
Oh, wow.
I would give that a 1.5.
Really?
Wow, surprising.
Yeah. So you think it's worse than the Downton Abbey?
Well, let me... it was the first wine I had.
Wait,
coming
has
in.
She had the Downton? Here's the Downton.
Yeah, she's drinking Downton
right
now.
That, yeah, we had that already.
Well, the Downton hits... Right at the front of the tongue, and then as it passes towards the back of the tongue, then it mellows out a little bit.
Okay.
Middle Earth.
As you're taking another swig of that.
It gets worse as it goes past your tongue. So, you know, there's stuff, you know, it's like you first meet somebody and they say something stupid.
Uh-huh.
But then you start talking and they're okay.
Oh, it's like how we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said the stupid thing.
Right,
no, but the other one is like you think they're okay, and then they keep talking, and you go, "You're an idiot. Go away."
Okay, so scale of 1 to 5 because I don't know what that translates.
Didn't
to.
Didn't I say something like a 1?
I know how it translates.
It's 2, 1, 5. Yeah, that's really bad.
I'd like to read from the back of the bottle here because it
but
says,
"If you do
wait,
it,
that's
you
my
have
job.
To do it." Yeah, that's not you can't.
No,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no. This is not like the description of the wine. This
yeah,
is
really.
Because I was curious as
job.
To, I was curious as to see whether they were actually trying to sell this on the, you know, the Lord of the Rings name. And there is a trademark next to Middle Earth, and it says, "Middle Earth is a trademark owned by the Sol Zanitz Company, and is used under license by Wine Lord Limited." I have to assume that Wine Lord is the other Dark Lord that they did not meet in the original trilogy.
It's Wine Lord the Grey,
and is showing up at the end of the Battle of Five Armies.
I prefer to think that the Wine Lord is like going after the Iron Throne.
Okay, that's a nice, interesting crossover. So, Sharon, what would you score this one at? 1 to 5.
I wouldn't even cook with this.
Whoa!
I'm totally with you. 0.5.
Yeah, I like those more.
Really, though?
I
mean,
I do.
You wouldn't drink it at Fest if somebody handed it to you?
Oh, no, I'd rather drink something a pickle guy gave me.
Wow. Oh,
so the pickle juice.
Oh. Okay, Rob, what do you think?
Well, what's the alcohol content?
I
cutting
like
to the chase, it's
14%. 14%? That's not enough to save it. I'd give it like a 2.4. Yeah, it's
so you'd put this on your salad.
I'd no.
You really don't want to toss.
But I'm
salad
saying
this.
Like if it
it might help
if it was handed to me at a wedding, and you know I didn't know them very well, and it looked like they were cutting costs
and they told
elsewhere
you to get out.
And it fit in. I would, and they told me to get out.
And you, that, who are you? And
I can't believe I have a higher standard than you
like,
in
no,
this right now.
No, I'm with the DJ, man. Come on.
Dude.
I would drink it if it was handed to me at a wedding or a similar social gathering. But okay. Yeah, I wouldn't seek it out.
No, not deliberately.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, no one actually seeks out the ring. But, Phil?
I would give it a 3. I enjoyed the sour taste. If you have it with food, it makes no impression on you whatsoever.
No.
It's fine. It's an inoffensive wine.
Yeah. You're offended easily, Sharon.
No, really.
I'm going to give this one a 3 as well. I liked this wine. I liked it. I mean, it's not the Pinot Noir that we know and love, but I mean, I actually enjoyed this puppy. I would drink this.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
I would like to point out that I'm leaving this glass mostly undrunk.
Is that the Downton Abbey you're leaving?
Yes.
Yeah. I just kind
of wait. No, it's the Pinot Noir.
It's the Middle Earth one.
It's the Middle Earth one. You actually drank the rest of the Downton.
It's the translucent one. I mean, at least Downton Abbey had some thickness.
Which
I'm not going there.
This is not a metaphor.
Wow.
Maybe if I have another glass of wine, I will, though.
Yes, of course you will.
Okay.
But it's time for Rob's job. He gets to read.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
right?
I know. He's got
the
a job.
Job.
The Rob job? The Rob job.
Why did the lights turn red? Why is there disco bass music coming
out? Rob gets to read us the back of the bottle, and I don't know.
There's not much on the back of the
bottle. That's okay. You can make crap up like Sharon did.
We have to do it in the theme of Middle Earth.
Yes, we have to do it in the theme of Middle Earth. What, are you taking off your tie to do this?
It's not a tie. It's a cravat.
Oh, pardon. do you want to do it in the voice of Gandalf?
Ooh, someone's been waxing.
Waxing on and waxing off, actually. Okay, so.
Or you could do it as a Balrog. That'd be awesome, too.
No, do it as Galadriel at the beginning where she's describing the history.
Oh, yes, do it in the beginning.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know Galadriel.
Precious Arky.
Okay.
Middle Earth, Pinot Noir, 2011. Nelson, we hate it.
I like you when you've been drinking for 5 hours straight.
Capturing these wines is the essence of Middle-earth. A pure reflection of New Zealand. Gentle oak tannins. I didn't taste that, did you?
I'd like to point out that Dawn came very, very close to a beautiful spit take.
Yeah, I did. And it would have been all over Bill, which would have made it all
and
the more beautiful.
Red, precious summer fruits. Result in a smooth, mouth-filling wine with good length and spicy finish.
That's all there is.
You know, I didn't get the good length, but yes. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was.
It was much more beautiful than the wine.
Yeah.
I've known Rob for a few years and have been reading his stuff in the local newspapers for a while, and now every time I read one of his news stories, I'm going to hear it in that.
You're doing that already.
Yeah. I mean, Sharon's already been doing it, so. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I write them in that voice.
Do I get to choose my wine now?
Yes, you get to choose your wine. Don't screw this up, Bill.
Hey, I think I'll choose the Fangria.
Yes. Good choice.
Fangria. Sangria Española. Viva los vampiros.
No
kidding.
Wait.
That's what it says.
Long live the vampires?
Yeah. Even though they're really not alive.
On the other hand, it is redundant.
Yeah, well, redundant. Good. All right, here we go.
Thank you for bringing up the redundancy after we mentioned that.
I'm redundantly redundant. Oh, sorry.
Oh, this is classy.
Like a crypt being open.
It's almost as good as box. Mm?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, this has a good blue.
Oh. Oh my God, that's my theme song.
I know it is. Now, what's funny about this place is I think this does come from California, so just prepare to hate it right now, Lana. And the way the website's written, it's like, only for the most distinguished slaves of the undead. Yes, I mean, it's written like that. It is fantastic. It made me laugh so hard.
So Rob may want to put his cravat back on.
This is what you drink when you're tailgating a Voltaire concert.
Oh, baby, baby.
Okay, so what's our initial impression of what this wine looks like?
It's a little darker than blood.
Yeah, it's like darker black.
Yeah, it's not as dark as the... It's not as dark as the... what was the first thing?
The Downton Abbey? I think it's darker than the Downton Abbey.
It's very dark.
Wrong. Okay, anyways.
Got a lot of bubbles.
It does.
Yeah, well, it's very bubbly, yeah.
It did pour well.
It's very celebratory.
Does blood bubble?
It's starting to scab.
It does on certain episodes of True Blood.
It's oozing in my glass, oh no!
This is my thing, like, so everyone knows I'm a writer, and I've been one for a while.
You mentioned it like five times already.
And when you're first starting out as a writer, you don't come even close to making ends meet. And I did a lot of selling my plasma to the plasma bank.
This is not what plasma is supposed to look like.
No.
Well, it's what mine looked like.
Did they ask you back?
Up until a certain point.
So yeah, we definitely decide it's much more bubbly. It's way darker, which is cool.
It's a little more pink than blood, because blood is really more of an orangey red, I think.
I'm a little scared.
Well, I won't explain as a woman why I know what blood looks like, but yeah, I don't think this looks like blood.
That looks way different. I mean, let's be honest.
You know, when I pour blood into a wine goblet, it doesn't really have this texture.
I know, right?
To be fair, there's like vein blood and
arterial. Oh no, it's completely different.
Then there's,
and if you get like a hobo from like under the bridge, it's completely different.
This is the organ blood, though. Blood is dark and thick like this is.
I don't know. If you sink your fangs right into the carotid, this might be exactly what it... See?
I don't know what kind of carotids you're hanging out with, but damn.
But I want to meet them.
Either side, you're going to get a good...
All right.
We're going down that road. Oh, dang it.
We're getting dangerously close to LARPing here. Let's move on.
Obfuscate. You can't see me. Okay. But I don't have my cape.
Lightning bolt.
Okay. So are we going to...
We're
going to
swirl this puppy.
Swirl. Gently swirl.
Oh, sorry. We're not smelling.
Very full. Yeah. My glass is lovely full.
There's not a leg to be seen. Yep. It's legless.
Okay, let's just go straight
to
smelling. Okay, it's levitating.
Oh my god, this smells like a Jello shot in college.
Yeah, very sugary, yeah.
I was going to say, it doesn't smell like much
sugary.
Of anything.
Yeah,
not
I mean, not like wine.
I'm not!
This smells
like red high C.
Yeah, this is like, Kool-Aid and high C.
Okay, when is the Kool-Aid guy going to break through a wall?
Oh yeah! The vampire Kool-Aid guy who says, oh yeah, and then kills us all.
So, that masquerade tomorrow night.
Be a mercy.
Found my cosplay picture.
It smells like the stuff they used to serve at the Romulan consulate here at Convergence.
I smelled better underwear at Captain Kirk's House of Ill Repute.
Why?
I have been swirling this constantly. Some of the bubbles are not going away.
A leg. Okay.
Oh my god.
So should we do a toast, Lana? You missed the first two. One was to Connie Sweet 16, and the next one was to Convergence. Do you want to hit the next one?
Oh, how can I top that?
I know, right?
Connie Mark 2? Let's see.
Oh yeah. Okay. Connie Mark 2.
Connie Mark 2.
Yay!
Cheers to Connie Mark 2. I'll hail you.
And vampires, apparently.
Oh, and their need for super sugar beverages.
Well, and I'm wondering if this is really what they drink, or if this is what people drink.
The rams drink.
Yeah. Go ahead and give it a taste.
They never drink wine.
Oh, for God's sake!
Is this awful?
Why don't you have me on this boat?
Jesus Christ! This is Dino Berry purple.
Now, I have to say, this is not horrible, but it was not what I was expecting.
Well, this is
you have
sangria,
a very
sangria, so I mean, it's supposed to be a super.
It's like
sweet.
A sangria.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
God, but I wouldn't give her some Everclear right now.
No.
Oh boy.
Wow.
No. I will share with you something very, very sad about my family. And so you're all going to be very close to me now.
That they once drank this wine?
My family is French and Italian, and you'd think they'd have great taste in wine. And you'd be wrong. They drink at all holidays
Lambrusco.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
This is pretty close.
And this is really close. Yeah. So, you know, this? It doesn't suck, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
No lie. This tastes like blueberry vodka.
It does. Yeah, this is a flavored vodka. This is a great way to describe it. It's flavored vodka. God, I'm so happy we
it's
ended
more,
with this
more,
one.
More of the red, more of the cherry, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, cherry.
Like a Rob, blue.
There are
blue
so
raspberry.
Many other things I would rather have in my mouth right now.
Yeah. Like, really? Could you name them for us, please?
Jon Snow.
Oh, come on. That one's easy. Rob, what do you think of this one?
Are we doing the 1 to 5 yet?
No.
They should just comment.
Well, it's not as bad as Edward Cullen.
You've tasted Edward Cullen.
Oh.
Thank you back there.
Let me finish.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
But it's no Dracula and it's no Cassidy from Preacher either. Yeah, Cassidy's a great vampire. It's more like. Year like 5 or so of Preacher when Cassidy met the other vampire that lived in New Orleans who was just like playing it up and being all goth.
Oh,
it's that guy.
You know what vampire I'd rather have in my mouth right now?
Oh, do tell.
I want to.
Do you know like George Hamilton in Love at First Bite?
That would be so much
better in my mouth right now than this wine.
Do you remember
except
when
it's too tan for a vampire?
Yeah.
But it would taste better.
Tan is bad.
Okay.
Do you remember when Buffy went to the club where all the kids wanted to be vampires? That's exactly what this tastes
like. Yeah, that they would drink. This is kids wanting to become vampires. Drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Fucking Spike.
Yeah. No, so like,
this is a dessert wine, really.
After I've already had dessert wine.
You're so
I can never get that line out of my head from Greece. It says this is a dessert wine, where they're serving Twinkies with the wine. Twinkies would be an excellent pairing with this.
It would, actually.
So would. If you wanted to dunk them.
And you wanted to get type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, should we dump some cheesecake in it?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say this would be lovely over here. Ice cream.
It says blood type 2 diabetes. Hey, what do you know?
Okay, there's a bunch of spoons over there.
Okay, everyone is
hurting.
You can have all the spoons.
Rob bribed his way onto our panel by promising us cheesecake.
I would just pour the rest of the wine right over the cheesecake.
And it's gluten-free cheesecake.
It's gluten-free cheesecake.
Because
and it also got caramel.
Also
he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
What is gluten and why are we afraid of it?
Because Lana's afraid of glute.
It makes
she was attacked by a glute as a child.
Actually, I love glutes.
Glutamus maximus.
Okay, here's some glute-free stuff.
Yeah, if I have to sing tomorrow, you really don't want me with the gluten.
So while I'm cutting up the cheesecake and not putting my fingers all over it, because I'm totally not, why don't we rate this sugary Kool-Aid alcoholic beverage?
Well, you know what? I think we really should have this with food first.
I don't think it's going to make a difference.
What is the alcohol content?
This one's only 10%.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh.
Here, I'll...
Am I nearly enough for us to
it
keep
it loses 0.5 for
here,
that.
You want me to, okay, you want me to read the back while you
fill
time?
You get to read the back, but you have to do it in...
a vampire voice?
Do it in George Hamilton voice.
The Count.
Vangria isn't some cute fruit punch, blah, blah. It's an adult sangria, bursting with passion and life and flavor, especially if you're a 14-year-old girl who doesn't know any about Chill it and drink it straight from the bottle. Mix it with fruit and brandy from that college guy who says you're really mature.
Are you opening the door to the
Vangria, unleash your inner vampire, which means expose your bosoms in a corset that doesn't fit properly. Red wine with natural flavors. Wait, what?
That's how they describe the flavors. Natural.
Very natural.
Sugar's
like
very
this.
Natural.
Uh-huh. It's unwaxed flavor.
Wait, I didn't get a piece of cheese. Where's my cheesecake?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Give him some cheesecake, because I don't want any.
We need another spoon. I know I brought enough.
I've got a spoon. I need cheesecake.
Okay, so let's do the rating on this one, because we're starting to wind down here.
We're starting to wind.
We are.
Yeah.
I've got so much sugar.
Oh, my God.
I've got so much sugar in me, I think I'm going to be up for another good 15 minutes before I fall asleep on my face.
Don't you have another panel? You need to be up here way longer than that.
No.
So, Mr. Steitler, how would you rate this as a scale of 1 to 5?
This is weird because it's not... I would be embarrassed to bring this to a party with adults.
Gosh. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But
to children...
But,
okay.
I'd love to bring this to a children's party with a clown.
I had some friends who had children that I hated. No, the adults, not the children. And I wanted them to be like really hyper. I don't know. I would if like somebody gave this to me and it was the only thing to drink in the house, I would be fine drinking this.
This is like something you give to kids who try to get you to buy alcohol for them.
Yeah.
The thing is, they love this.
No, this is, it's like blueberry vodka. Mm-hmm. If you're into that, this is what this tastes like.
Yeah.
So, and I've, God knows I've had that at Convergence. Hey.
So, scale of one to five.
Three. I would drink it in, yeah.
You would drink it at a wedding?
I would.
Wedding appropriate wine?
If the wedding was held at Convergence, yes, I would drink it at a wedding.
We've had that.
Yep.
Rob, how do you feel about this one, number-wise?
Well, 5 being Dracula, 4 being Cassidy, 3 and 2 being whatever they are, I don't know, and 1 being Edward Cullen. I would give it a Cassidy.
Oh, should we give it a 4?
Although it's very sweet and very sugary.
It's super sugary.
I like it. I could drink it by myself if I had to.
Oh, okay. So that's
if I were forced to drink alone sometime in my
life. That's a very good point.
Aren't
this,
you a waiter?
You could put down a whole bottle by yourself if you didn't mind a really nasty hangover.
Yeah. I think this would kill
you. Because you know how this sweet stuff is a...
Is there any other kind of hangover?
So Lana, what would you give this on a scale of 1 to 5?
You know, if you put a couple of slices of orange so that I can pretend that it's sangria.
Oh, yeah. That's a
pretend.
Point.
Heck, I'd give it a 3. 3-2. Yeah. I mean, this
3,
stuff...
3-2, that is not a good rating for alcohol.
All right. But honestly, it's better than the other two. And I could put it down, and I'd be happy, and I could probably get very, very, very silly on it.
Before we get to the ratings, I just want to point out on the label, it says, serve well chilled, but before that, there's a little snowflake.
So you know what chilled means. Sharon, what would you give this on a scale of 1 to 5?
I would tell someone that I have taken up sobriety.
Oh, my God.
Shane.
Yeah. Really?
I would rather have room temperature water than this wine.
Oof. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, what is that?
Like, would you rather have Downton Abbey?
Negative 3.
I'd rather have Downton Abbey. At least Downton Abbey had a personality.
That's true. Although it was very reserved and they never showed emotion. Yes.
I liked that.
So Downton Abbey was a Scandinavian.
Was it Lana who gave the great review of it's better than the other two?
Yes.
That's a good review. It's better than the other two.
Okay.
This has not changed my mind that whiskey is the superior alcohol.
and whiskey does have its place.
Now, yes, it does. But Sharon, at a later date, I will change your mind.
Ooh.
I promise.
That
You're
sexy.
Gonna, yeah. That sounds like a really sexy challenge, but I've yet to have the wine that would change my mind from whiskey.
Yes.
And I'm willing to accept your challenge, Lana.
You'll change her name in the third volume of your Frankria trilogy.
Wait, is that a Gem in the Hologram song?
It is now. So I guess I would give this puppy a 2 because it's quite cloying, and I still have bubbles that haven't gone away yet. But,
cloying?
Yeah, it's cloying. It's very sweet.
This
but the cheesecake,
like
listen, you
the
cheesecake
is
you
bubbles that won't go away.
So let's. What was your most favorite of all, Lana?
I'm sad to say it's the Fangria.
Bill, what's your favorite of all?
I would probably say the Fangria would be the most likely that I would drink again.
Rob?
Out of these three.
Yes, out of these three.
Because that makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
Yeah. It would be the Fangria, because whatever there is wrong with it, the sweetness covers it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sugar has a lot of...
It is the flask that I have had hidden down there next to my water bottle.
And then I think I would wrap it up. I'm going to be the weird one and say the Middle Earth Pinot Noir is my favorite.
Well, you've always said you like a wine that bites you back, so I'm surprised you didn't like Fangria.
No, and I hated
it. Well, the Middle Earth would bite your finger off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Deep cut.
Yeah, super deep. So
I've been drinking since 5.
Congratulations. So tonight we have been drinking the Downton Abbey Claret. See, now remember how I said it right at the beginning? Oh, gosh, it's too bad you guys didn't order these wines and drink them with us, but aren't you happy you didn't? Because, I mean, holy crap.
We saved you so much money.
Yeah, this was. So we drank the Downton Abbey Claret. We had the Middle Earth Pinot Noir and Fangria, the high C for kids that has alcohol in it. So that's what we've been drinking tonight. We had Sharon Steitler, Rob Callahan, Bill Steitler, and Lana, who did come and join us. You guys want to pitch any other panels really quick? Bill, do you have any other panels you're doing?
I don't think any of the podcast listeners will be able to make it to the other panels, Don.
Well, screw them.
All right.
Rob, do you have any other panels you want to pitch?
Sunday at 12:30 up in the reading room, I'm doing a reading.
Yay!
Because it's the reading room. And that's all I can tell you about that.
Oh,
the rest
cool.
is a secret.
Is it something you wrote? Or something?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of things I wrote.
And Dirty Larry voice.
Dirty
and if you don't make it, you are going to miss out on...
Stuff.
Dirty on Larry. Stuff. I'm going to... Yeah. Okay, so we had an idea. Because I haven't written a lot of actual fiction in the last year, since the last time I did a reading at Convergence. I don't have a lot of new material. Which is fine, because the old material is still good.
Of course
but
it is.
In order to have new material, if you want to find yourself a 3x5 card and write down a dirty limerick, I will read it at the reading.
Nice. OMG, are you working some stuff out right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be.
Yeah?
I like the impression that Rob hasn't written any actual fiction, because he's been too busy digging into the conspiracies of the man and the way he's trying to implant biochips in our skulls.
Yes, lead me in vitamin. Yeah. My cosplay article is all about that.
Yes, I was about to say, Rob just published a cosplay article in vitamin. So
I didn't publish it.
Well,
it's not self-published.
You wrote it. Okay, anyway, Sharon, what are you doing?
Okay, in 20 minutes, I'm going to talk about animal vaginas and penises and pseudo-penises.
I like that you paused before you said vagina.
Super dramatic pause.
Something far more horrific you were about to say.
And then tomorrow, if you want to watch Bill and Jeremy Stomberg argue about Harry Potter, I'm going to moderate that at 5 p.m.
Awesome.
Cool. That'd be great.
Cool. Well, we do have cards up at the front, so you want to hear this again. So you can go to our website. You can hear it. Also, we are on the Facebooks. Please feel free to look us up. We're called Screw It, a podcast about wine.
What?
Wine improves with age. We've had a lot of fun with you guys, and now it's our closing theme song.
We don't have a theme song yet.
The wine was really crappy today. It was really crappy.